You're very welcome to episode two of the Maroon and White pod on YouTube. I'm Martina Harkin.
And I'm Aoife Linsky.
And we'd just like to thank you all for tuning in last week. And I think, I suppose, we must have done okay last week, considering we're back
on
episode two. Look, the feedback was fantastic. So onwards and upwards, we'll stay going as long as you stay subscribing and listening into us. So big shout out to everybody who tuned in last night.
Especially the schools, actually.
Absolutely, especially our own schools. And we just have to say, and again, I suppose we're giving them a little plug.
Oh, so yeah.
Shout out to all the staff and pupils of St. Rayfield's.
And all in Garth Community School as well.
Exactly, so. Who've subscribed. And especially, they'll absolutely embarrass me if I don't mention Part 3 History class. Especially the Camogie girls, too many to mention. So hope you enjoy your holidays, girls, and a happy Christmas. And I suppose last week, Aoife, we spoke to Siobhan and Orla, and unfortunately for themselves and Sarsfields, it wasn't to be, and they just came up short against, I suppose, a more hungrier,
powerful,
energetic, maybe last quarter team in Dixford. What do you think?
Well, as I was kind of chatting to you before about it, as a neutral, if you were a neutral, and if I was a neutral and looking in, you'd have to say that Dixford, from kind of the start to the finish, were the better team on the day.
Yeah,
and I definitely think that they turned the corkscrew in the last few minutes. Like Sarsfields were getting a hold there in the kind of first 10 or 15 minutes of the second half, and I thought, no, this is the Sarsfields we know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were actually going to shade it, not by much now, but I thought they might shade it. And then, my God, Dixbury emptied the bench, and I think that was the difference at the end of the day. Like, Sarsfields didn't use their bench until the 59th minute, and they're after winning 4, 5, 6 county A titles at minor and under 16. So where are them girls? Do you know?
Yeah.
No, they're winning. They're fantastic
absolutely
champions and have been great
absolutely
advocates.
And we were so grateful to have Siobhan and Orla. And
yeah, fair play to them.
Like all good champions, you know, I'm sure they were gracious in defeat as they would be in victory. And I don't think they're finished. I think they're very young. As we said, the average age are about 26, 27.
That's all right.
And they'll be back, Aoife, no doubt. But anyhow, look, at getting back to tonight, we have two wonderful guests joining us in a few minutes' time. You're probably all familiar with seeing them on RTE, especially in the Sunday game. That in the name of Ursula Jacob and Anne-Marie Hayes. And they've been absolute wonderful advocates for the game, both as players and as pundits of late with RTE
on
the Sunday
yeah
game. And they're talking a little bit about Anne-Marie. I can remember Anne-Marie coming onto the scene around 2004, 2005 on the back of a great intermediate team.
She was a forward back then, actually. She finished out her career on the back,
She finished her career on the backs and started as a forward. And Sharon Bain, I was actually talking to Sharon from, shout out to my own Sharon and Pierce's there, that she was saying Anne-Marie came in around the 2004, 2005. And fitting, and I suppose that she won an All-Ireland Cup final with Kilimer the first year that
Club
of Ireland was in Croke Park against Enniscarra.
Well, that's one thing we all have in common tonight.
We all got to All Ireland. We all played
in the Club of Ireland, but three of you have.
But not to worry.
And these things happen.
The thing is, you have the experience, Aoife, and that's the counts. And sure, Ursula in herself, and not taking from Anne-Marie, 2013 won All Ireland with Galway. Several All Stars, fantastic player. Strong, tenacious, on the ball, and
committed. Committed player.
When you were marking her, that is the time I had the rub against her, and you know, definitely, she's good. She's good in the air, and Marie was always great putting up the ball. And Ursula the same.
Ursula. I mean, what can you not say about Ursula as well? From Owler at the Ballet Club, two All Irelands club, four senior All Irelands, which Wexford broke our hearts on many an occasion.
Right,
a last minute goal that I think Cyril Farrell said it was the best goal he'd ever seen in Croke Park. And, you know, it was unbelievable. Caught it and literally drove it into the back of the net. And I always remember Cyril Farrell saying, bang, he used to say bang over the bar, bang into the back of the net. And that's what he said that day as well. So, yeah, four All Stars as well to for credit. And just an all-round brilliant player.
Exactly, and wonderful. And
had great players around her as well. They were really, really strong.
Unreal.
The Wexford team. You know, Mags Darcy and all them. You know,
absolutely.
Just brilliant players.
The team of the late 90s.
Unfortunately for us.
Unfortunately for us is right. And
thanks, Ursula, for that.
And you have to remember, too, Ursula, they beat Sarsfields in an All-Ireland Club final.
They did only, was that
2021?
Yeah, we must ask Ursula.
Lost the second one then to them.
But she, I mean, they can't complain with they got two great All-Ireland finals there as well. So well done to them as well.
Yeah, unbelievable. But, like, I suppose at the end of the day, that the promotion of the game is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And I thought Sunday's spectacle was absolutely brilliant.
It was.
You know, and
compared even to like the All Ireland final with Wexford and Cork,
yeah,
where the game was or not Wexford, really, sorry, Waterford.
It was really one-sided, wasn't it?
The game was over after probably, it was over at halftime, really.
Yeah.
So it was like, so this was literally edge of your seat stuff. Couldn't,
oh my God, yeah.
You know, you couldn't literally do anything because you didn't know what way it was going to go, and you couldn't call it. Do you know, I wouldn't have liked to have been.
You couldn't call it, and you know, both teams showed serious display and skill of what's out there in the modern game.
And it's class, yeah. No, yeah. I know we'll talk about later the skills of the game or the new kind of
the new
rules and stuff and how it's going to maybe attract or detract from the game, but. You know, again, we're on here talking about the promotion of Camogie and stuff, but hats off to Galway FM again, you know, for the promotion of the final, and with Sarah Dorvan and Imelda Hobbins and Tommy Devan there as well again. And in fairness, like the Connacht Tribune and like the Tuam Hurl have been given massive coverage locally.
And let's not forget the photographers too.
Mike O'Hare and Joe Shocknessy and Joe Cain,
and even Damon Eager. Damon Eager from Sportsfile, when you actually go outside the county, you know, that the wonderful, I suppose, pictures, and those girls, I'm sure, would be great to have.
No, it is. Yeah, and definitely at the underage, I've seen here, like this year with the Féile and stuff like that, they're all kind of buying, you know, the pictures of themselves, and it's lovely to have it, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's promotion in itself.
Yeah, it's memories
and
as well.
Even today, now, I would say, with the, you know, obviously, I seen you today at the school's final, the junior A final. Now, obviously,
President and I, and who beat Gore Community School in a junior A final in Cropper.
Yeah, so you have to hand it to the, you know, both principals there in both schools, let out busloads, you know.
Absolutely, because that's not easy.
Yeah, Colin Moore and Brian Crossan, and they did. They let out the schools in the busiest week of the year, I suppose, and it was great to have the promotion. And I know in our school, the lads were mad to get out today. Now, I don't know, was it just to get out of school, but it was great. And it was lovely support.
Really,
it was lovely to have the support today.
Yeah.
Well done to both teams and to, you know, the referees, and Kevin Egan was there today, and it was just great for the promotion.
It's wonderful. And so late in the year, like you're talking about the 21st of December school holidays. A
couple
tomorrow.
Of days before Christmas, yeah.
All set for Christmas.
All set. Okay. Can't tell you what's in the surprise. Although someone said to me, you're looking more and more like Martina Harkin every day. So soon I'll have to get the glasses.
Well, I'm going to have to, but you know, there's a pair there if you want to try them on.
Who's there? They're keen.
They're keen to try them on. Eve obviously went out and got the hair done, and as you can see,
Well, you must
obviously
be blind as a bat. No, not as a stitch.
But anyhow, look it.
Well, Harkin, speaking of hair and all that, like, I can't wait to ask, what's she called, Ursula and Anne-Marie, what their preparation is for, you know, when they're on the RTE.
I'd say there's serious prep done before.
Because what's ours? 3 or 4 hours getting ready?
Oh, yeah, like, I don't know if you can see it now.
Oh, you can't.
The technical team we have here in the background and hair and makeup.
Over in that corner,
Thanks a million to the two ones that they've got the hair and makeup ready. Look at the sponsorship that's...
Oh, it's rolling in.
It's queuing up and it's out the door to get us on here tonight. But we were talking earlier before the girls joined us about promotion of the game and photographs. Do you remember, Aoife, in 96 when we... We're trying to fundraise for our holiday to the Canaries, and we decided we
don't
were going to become calendar girls.
Oh my God, I do.
Everyone will know what the calendar girls is, but we decided we were going to raise funds to get ourselves to the
holidays. Yeah.
We had no money back then, and it was up to each of the girls to raise the money. And I don't know about you, but I was Miss September.
Surely I was Miss January or something. I don't know who I was sharing.
I was the autumn leaves. Oh, I think who was the snow.
And had you the autumn leaves on you?
Well, I won't say I had, but we'll say no more.
But come here, do you know, like, but that's kind of still going on. And I suppose we're talking about the promotion of the game. And like, we got so well looked after.
Oh my God.
It wasn't a Western Printing packaging and stuff like that. And that sponsored us. And who else should there was? I remember Sasha, you know.
When you think about it, they were all real, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there was.
All that.
No, it was like, it was great old times. But speaking of the calendar, yeah, we'd go out and sell calendars of all the months of the year, obviously, and different, you know, funny photos on it and stuff like that of all the team and different
but
things.
You know what, they were back in the days, none of the girls really minded fundraising because we were kind of used to it. No, we got the little bit from Galway Camogie, and it was nothing to do with Galway Camogie. It was just Camogie in general. And if girls wanted to play and wear the Galway jersey, they had to, I suppose, they had to respect it and earn it. And as a result, then we got the gear, got
Yeah.
up to All Ireland final day if we got into it. And then if we wanted to go on a holiday, we fundraised, and
Well,
that
we
was it.
fundraised, and that
Yeah,
was some
yeah,
crack
yeah.
and Canaries.
All the Canaries,
Yeah, we
it was great
certainly
nights,
can't talk
great
about it
memories,
here,
but
but yeah.
yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about it till the girls come in there. We might talk about the new rules, Harky,
Yeah,
that are coming in.
looking at them here, and again, it's not that I'm taking out, but I was just looking on the Camogie website
Yeah.
today. We said the first rule, anyway, if I
Third
think
years,
is,
or the third level, the third level
yeah,
Camogie
if you can
Association, it's coming in.
explain, yeah.
So there's a couple of different rules now. Some I'd agree with, and they're nearly there anyway, and it just depends on the referee. Obviously, you know,
Well, I
the new shoulder one.
definitely, yeah. Well, first of all, I definitely agree with the quick puck out.
Oh, quick puck
Yeah,
out, yeah.
they're beginning to try that as a quick puck out. And I think
Yeah.
if anything, that's going to enhance maybe the flow of the game and make it more of a spectacle rather than
Then
dumbing it
waiting.
down and things
Yeah,
like that.
slowing it
Yeah.
down.
So I
But on
definitely
the
would be
puck
up for
out,
that
then
one.
I definitely would as well. But on that one, they can then from the puck out, let's say they take a quick puck out and they drive it and it goes into the 45 of the other team,
Yeah.
and you catch a clean catch, you can actually mark it now. So that's
You
another
can.
one.
That's another one. Yeah, the clean catch and
So
the
what do we
mark.
have on?
Yeah. I don't know if like, you know, it's a clean catch and you have to put your hand up and okay, you have one or two choices. You can play on or
Yeah.
you can take an
Take,
indirect
yeah.
free. So I think with that rule
No
is
major
past your
advantage.
45. There's no major advantage
No.
there. Now, if
Because,
anything, I suppose it might improve the skill of catching, maybe encourage girls to do a
yeah.
little bit more of
But if you
that.
catch a ball in their 45, you're surely going to go with it or drive it
Of
in. Do you know
course,
what I mean?
yeah,
So
absolutely.
the other
So
one then, the shoulder, you were fond
yeah,
of it
oh,
one time
definitely. I
yourself.
was, but you
Yeah.
know what? Thank God, you know, sometimes they say the smaller you are, the closer you are to the ground. I tend to avoid the shoulder. But I think the physical contact, definitely, yeah, with descent. It's
It's
the it's there anyhow, and it's going to make it a little bit easier on refs because I think refs are getting a hard time
Yeah.
what when to call it, when is it physical, when is it a free. And I think that's definitely something that we welcome as a trial.
What's the one you're
I'm not a
not going
fan
on?
of
I
the
wonder.
sideline cut. I
No,
don't
no.
understand what they're talking about.
So basically, what it is, if the 45, if it's in your own 45, a sideline cut for your, let's just say I'm playing with Ardahan, and we get a line ball in our own 45, you're actually allowed to take it from your hand. Sure, to me, that's totally taking away the, you know, the skill of the sideline cut. Now
Yes.
it's still 2 points if you score a point from or from a sideline. It's worth 2 points. You're not going to score from down your own 45. But yeah, I think that's really taking away the skills. Like with a million skills, you know, going on in hurling, and to take it away from our hurling, says I Camogie, from the Camogie field, I don't think it's going to be great for, you know, the skills of the game.
No,
Keep the
it's not.
sideline cut there,
Keep
you
the
know.
sideline cut.
Now they are gone fast now anyway, aren't
Yeah, but
they?
it's
They're not
either
even lining them up for a
no,
sideline now.
but
They're
it's
just,
either a sideline cut or
or
it's
it's
not.
not. So
And a
take it out
sideline
or
cut,
leave it in.
yeah.
Yeah.
To me, it's definitely a skill
What
of the
other one
game.
have you?
Another one there is the hand pass, and I think there's a lot of debate and a lot of debacle over what is a hand pass and what is. But in
Yeah.
fairness, and admit it, we all have done it. Maybe not so
Becky,
much in my day.
I wouldn't do it.
Of course, you wouldn't.
Ah,
We all
stop.
do it.
Here,
But
no,
this
I'm only
throwing of the
joking. Yeah.
ball,
But
ridiculous.
you know where that's coming from as well? A lot from the training field. It's trying to speed up, you know, and you know, when there's drills going on and girls are throwing it as opposed to hand
Yeah.
passing. But you just have to make the direct contact with the hand and make sure it's a hand pass. And you know, I'm sure this game's been lost and won over throw balls. You know? Now
Absolutely.
some are very good at doing the hand pass, and it is a hand pass, and they get caught first. So you just have to make a direct, make sure that it's striking, you
Yeah,
know, a
yeah, yeah.
striking with the action with the hand.
And the last one, then, I suppose, and it's probably one that you're more familiar with, Aoife, than I am, is the one on the concussion subs. You might talk a little bit
Oh
on that.
yeah, so do you know, in fairness, so obviously you're allowed three subs now, 3 to 5 subs depending on the championship. And actually in the championship this year, we'd say
Yeah.
with the schools, you were allowed unlimited subs, which was great as well. But let's just say you've your 3 subs used up and somebody gets a suspected concussion, so the referee might take it as a suspected concussion, or
Yeah.
somebody on the team or the person that's actually gotten it might say to you, so they're allowed to go off and a sub is allowed to come on for them
Okay.
without it affecting the other 3 subs. But we were talking about this, and maybe a small bit of gamesmanship might come into it, that if somebody wasn't, but then again, if you're not on the first 3 subs, you know, you don't know, are they going to, were you ever going to be on if you weren't on the first 3 subs or whatever. But definitely concussions, it's a serious thing now, and we're not taking it that serious. Like it's a brain injury, you know,
Yeah.
it's a shake to the brain, and it doesn't just happen by a, like a lash to the head from a hurl, or that it can be a
the force, body force, it's almost like a car crash where you get that, you know, your neck is braced
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's in 2018, that's when, that's that I think I finished up with County in 2018 because of that that injury of concussion and fractured my neck. So shout out to Katrina Daly from Ulla. I did forgive it though, I did forgive it. But do you know what, it's dangerous and yeah. we have to be more aware of concussion, and there's no HIA. Like a head injury assessment in GAA, so no. it's in the rugby. So I do think we need to have protocols in place in clubs, and maybe it's something that we do need to look at, whether it's Camogie hurling or what, in a club, it should be there, that, you know, it has to be looked at for sure.
Oh,
it is.
Definitely, yeah. yeah.
But do I agree with it? Yeah, I definitely would. You know, if in doubt, sit them out. That's what I said.
Well, that's it. But you then know? What about the whole idea of gamesmanship? What do you think, it will creep in?
I don't know. I probably not. Like I said, if there's three subs on it, probably wouldn't. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
But here, some people have great panels and they can bring on a fourth player that could make the difference. But no, I think maybe I think it's a good thing all around.
Oh, they're in.
They're in.
So we'll introduce her. So that would, she has four senior All Irelands with Wexford, two senior All Irelands with her club, All of the Ballot, and four All-Stars and numerous accolades up along. And you know what? And now they're looking very pretty with RT.
Absolutely.
Hi, women.
Hey ladies, how's it going? This is like a version of really, really in the ears of here. Come out with you.
Oh, the only thing, Hizzy, I don't need the glasses yet. I'm trying to copy her.
She got a fringe in during the week. I don't know if you noticed. And I'm looking at a carbon copy of myself.
Yeah,
but that's
take it as a compliment. Take it as
yeah,
a compliment.
It's flattery, flattery, isn't it? Ursula, we're delighted to have you. And I know you're busy scheduled. So we might come to you first, Ursula, if that's okay. Anne-Marie is
yeah,
waiting
yeah.
on the wings. Best place for her. Oh, she was always good on the way.
She was.
Ursula, we've been talking about you, and we just want to congratulate you on your great success over the years, but especially of late, and I suppose in the last couple of years with RT. We admire you, we look up to you, and we think you're absolutely fantastic, and you're what's all good about Camogie. So you keep up that wonderful work. But just to get your thoughts on Sunday, and maybe give us a 2 or 3 minute maybe synopsis on where do you think Dixborough won that fantastic final on Sunday?
Well, firstly, I think it was a fantastic showcase for Camogie. Like myself and Anne-Marie, you know, got to watch it from the sidelines, and the pace, the intensity, the standard of Camogie that was there from both teams was excellent. Credit to Dixborough, I think they fully deserved it. The few things, I suppose, that kind of stood out for me was their intent from the get-go. They seemed to kind of, it was a very fearless performance. I think they kind of released the shackles and didn't let any nerves get to them. You know, they settled quite quickly. They could have even had a goal in the opening minutes. It was a really, really flawless performance in many ways, you know, because they got some brilliant scores defensively. They were very cohesive. You know, there was a nice balance to the team, and they got a lot right. You know, and another thing for me, I suppose, was their matchups. You know, they had the key players for Sarsfields well shackled, well marked. You know, Jane Cass picked up Siobhan McGrath. Now Siobhan, look, it was lethal as always, but Jane did a pretty decent job. The girls midfield, Ava O'Gorman and Ciara O'Shea, I thought they were excellent throughout. I think they were the driving force for many scores. And I think they kind of quell the influence of, you know, Sarsfield's midfield pairing of Sarah Spellman and Clodagh McGrath. Okay. So that was a key area. And it was an area that I thought Dixborough might have struggled in, but I think they kind of got won over the Sarsfield's duo. And I suppose the spread of scores was the other thing for me. You know, all six forwards and the two girls midfield chipped in with scores. And that to me shows there wasn't an over-reliance on any players. Obviously, Aoife Prendergast, you know, got 9 points, seven from frees. She was immense at her frees. And there were difficult frees too, because there was a swirling wind. You mightn't have picked that up watching on the television, but the wind was quite difficult. And she was very influential overall. But she had girls chipping in around her, and the Clifford sisters, Orla Hendrick, you know, the two girls midfield, you know, they all were able to chip in with vital scores. And I think that was really the difference. And again, even the impact of the subs coming in, Lucinda Gann in particular, you know,
brilliant.
For someone
brilliant.
And I'd only read, you know, after the game, because I was kind of wondering, myself and Anne-Marie had said before the game, why is she not starting? But when you read her story that she had a baby only, I think back in May, broke her hand, and then in December she comes on and makes a huge impact in a final. It's incredible, really. So fair play to her for getting herself back,
for sure.
Right? And then to be able to make such an impact, because she was involved in two or three scores in the closing minutes of that game.
Oh yeah, to me, I think she just changed. She actually changed the last 5-6 minutes of that game around, because the Sarsfields half back line just couldn't deal with that quick supply, quick hands. And I think you even mentioned it on RTE, or so you mentioned that, I'd say if Dixborough had more time, they could have went on and won it by more. Sarsfields were very lethargic for a finish coming off that field.
They were getting stronger and stronger, definitely.
Dixborough were definitely getting stronger and stronger.
But I do think as well, and you mentioned it there, that the midfielders got a hold. And I think, you know, a huge loss to Sarsfields was Niamh McGrath. So the influence of her engine, she'd nearly catch a puck out, drive it up and collect it, you know, along the way. And they really did miss her influence, even though, I mean, we're not writing them off here, do you know?
I think it's important to say that, because Sarsfields have been an incredible team, and by no means is this the end of Sarsfields.
Oh, no.
Look, They're dominating Galway Camogie at the moment, and you know, get themselves back again, get that hunger, that added motivation. They're going to be hurting from this year now, and you know, when a team is hurting like that, they're going to unfortunately remember that game for all the wrong reasons, you know. But that can be a driving force for next year again. No doubt Niamh will be back stronger again, and as we were saying after the game, it's not like any of them are going to be retiring anytime soon. It's whether they can all stay injury free now at this stage. But yeah, they're a credit to themselves, and they're not just going to become a bad team overnight either.
No,
if you look back at that 2020 All Ireland when you played them in the December, and 8 weeks later, like kind of a similar thing, they came into that, they were hot favourites, you were wrote off. He played very similarly to Dixborough, like he had your tactics done. And then to think 8 weeks later, they turned the tables completely, like it didn't even take a year. So, you know, it's funny how it's a mental thing as much as it is a physical thing, you know. Now, in saying that, I think Sarsfields, since 2016, they've been in 7 Club All-Ireland finals. Like, there's a lot of mileage in the clock. There's a lot of winners on there. And for County Girls in particular, it's a long year rolling over, you know, and
there's no break at all because they're going straight into pre-season. But I mean, they're flying fit because obviously it's December now, but I do think they need, as you said, a mental break now and a break away from it and just regroup and refocus again for the coming season, you know, club season. So as Ursa said there, they will be hurting, but you know what, they've been wonderful champions, and let's not take it away from Dixborough. They were an outstanding team, first time in the All-Ireland to go out and give a performance like that. We can only promote the game of Camogie, and it was just unbelievable.
And it gives other clubs as well that kind of glimmer of hope as well, that like if you work hard enough, you know, they only won their first county title back in 2019, so like they're All-Ireland champions 4 years later, like that's absolutely incredible. You know, they winning their first Leinster title this year, but I actually think they had the momentum going into the final, because it probably went against Sarsfields a little bit that they don't have the build-up of, like, to win Leinster, kind of final, they had to play a Leinster semi-final against St. Martin's, then a tough Leinster semi beating St. Martin's, a tough Leinster final beating Vincent's, and then an extremely tough All-Ireland semi-final beating Lochiel. So I do feel that those tough games probably did build that, you know, mental toughness, that resilience in the Dixborough team, whereas, you know, Sarsfields were going in, 6 weeks gap from a county final, and then playing Sarsfields from Cork in a semi-final. I think that actually went against them because they're not getting as many games. So, look, you're thinking of all the little things that maybe go against you when you lose, whereas you don't think about it when you win.
Yeah,
well, absolutely. And
they did actually play them, because we had the two girls on last week, Orla and Siobhan, and we spoke about the chat. They played Dixborough in a challenge, and would you believe Dixborough bet them in a challenge?
8 points.
At the start of the year. And I think the only team that bet Sarsfields this year was at the night either. So,
like
they're dominating Galway. I mean, it's not even a 2-point game, it's a 22-point game. With, you know,
Yeah, in some of the massive gap.
So, Ursa, we know you were in a massive panic there, but I don't know if you remember this sort of, he beat us again back in the day. I think it was...
We're reeling back the years again now, Anne-Marie, so hold on for a minute till we remember this.
All we got out of Wexford was strawberries and...
Strawberries and potatoes. I think you might have only...
What more could you want?
Oh, listen.
We played you down in Wexford, obviously, and we stayed down there that night. And I remember myself and Ronnie Horton, I was getting married a couple of months later or whatever.
And we were coming home.
And one of the Wexford girls, did these big, high, white shoes. And I said, geez, I must try those out for the wedding, you know. So anyway, I borrowed the shoes off one of the girls. And we ended up, obviously, going out with the Wexford women. And on the way home, it was so late or early, as you'd say. Stephen and I walking the roads, coming back from some hotel and just literally picking up some strawberries and some potatoes, but I'm not posh. I call them
Say we didn't look after you anyway.
Right. You sure did. But that's all we could get out of you. We couldn't beat you. So thanks a million, Ursula, for coming on. And like that, now you're a massive advocate for Camogie. We're very, very proud of you. And I know you came into some stick there a couple of months ago, but you know what? You stood strong. You're absolutely so knowledgeable. And we're, as former players and still doing a bit, we think you're absolutely amazing. And thanks a million for coming on today and for promoting.
No bother, no hassle. And keep up the good work as well.
Send us up a few strawberries.
Yeah, exactly. And very happy Christmas, Ursula. And mind yourself, and we'll talk again. Thanks so much.
No bother. Mind yourself. Happy Christmas.
Bye.
Now, Hazy, what do you make of that?
Now, Anne-Marie, we have you all to ourselves.
I'm out of the 90s, the two of you now with you.
As Ursula was saying there, you know, it was all about Dixborough, but we can't take away from Saturday Cambridge as well. Where do you think, Anne-Marie, it kind of went wrong for them, if it went wrong?
I think tactically that your man Donald Carroll, the manager of Dixborough, got it so right on the day. Like I was saying, you know, it kind of had similarities to that Thomas's game on the Saturday evening. Thomas's went in complete underdogs, similar to Dixborough. And, you know, Ballygunner and Sarsfields kind of had the target on their back. And they were hot favourites. But like the aggression that Thomas has showed, Dixborough showed very similar aggression on Sunday. And they just couldn't handle it then. And I just felt that Sarsfields looked kind of tired towards the end of the game. They tried. They'd gone up so many avenues and alleyways and they were blocked every time. Guiva Dowling at centre-back sat back too. Like they really realised the threat of Siobhan McGrath inside. Like she still scored 1-2 from play.
I know, but they did well. They cut the supply to her.
That was it, Harky. They did cut the supply to her. And I think the midfield back as well, like they probably came out on top there. Their two cornerbacks were very good as well. Jane Cass and
brilliant.
Yeah. And they were...
Was it Jane Cass that came up? I think this was maybe the turning point of the game. I don't know, was it a charge or it was for them anyway. They got the free or they
it
got...
It wasn't even a free.
No, she knocked... No, the ref just played on... And I think that was nearly the turning point of the game. Yeah. I think they got a point out of that. And it could have gone anyway.
Well, you know yourselves when you're playing on a day like that, they probably got the rub of the green too. And a couple of calls that go your way. There'd just be days like that and you just go, you feel like nothing is going right for you. But I think for Sarsfields in Galway, and you know from going to matches and that, it's hard to see any team matching them.
Close to them.
You know, it is harky because like the county final was poor this year. You know, they ran out easy winners, to be honest. And their pace up front, you know, I can't see anyone at the moment. And like when we were hurling, you know, if you won two or three in a row, like that was the top of it because people moved on. Girls were tired. Whereas this team, they're so young and they've such a conveyor belt of younger girls coming again. Like they've had huge underage success. And some of those girls still have to come up onto that senior team as well. But, you know, I think they have been massive promoters of Camogie.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. And wonderful management as well, in fairness to Hopper. You know, hats off to him. He, Siobhan was even saying to us last week, he's been with them since they were 4 and 5 years of age. And, you know, you talk about Dixborough and the sisterhood. It's the same thing with Sarsfields. And you know it yourself, when you're winning, you have teams out there to knock you and... people, all they want to do is get rid of the champions, you know. But I think if anything, this will help Sarsfields and they'll bounce back. They're only 27, I think, the eldest. So I think there's plenty of years, but mileage is a thing.
Mileage is in the legs.
Girls have a lot of mileage.
Harky, they've won 3 club All-Ireland finals. Yeah. Like that's massive. Huge. Like what they've achieved already, and it's hard to see them being off. Now I know Athenry this year, you know, Betham in the round or whatever, but things like that happen in the round when it gets down to the business end of the championship. Things can be different. Now I know, like, there are other clubs, bigger clubs coming, like, you know, big names, like in Athenry, they have numbers in that, and that's a huge problem, I think, for smaller clubs. Numbers and underage as well, structures. Like, you see the likes of Lee Mellows, they won the junior A this year.
Shamrock's finished. They're coming.
Definitely new teams coming, but I think it could be a while before maybe they'll be at the level of what Sarsfields are at the moment.
Yeah, they're in a whole new ball game. I agree with you 100%.
I think that the match at the weekend was a great promotion for Camogie in general. You're not neutral, but like in general, as a neutral watching on, 18 points on the 17th of December was a fantastic score. And it was a really, you know, it was a really entertaining game, because the All-Ireland final this year, like the senior game in particular, it was over like 20 minutes into the match. It was very disappointing.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, when games are being televised, it's fantastic when you have entertaining matches. Like the All-Ireland semi-final this year, the Waterford and Tip game, it was such a cracker. It was such an entertaining match.
Yeah.
And that is good for Camogie. So I think at the weekend, that game was really good for the promotion of Camogie in general, because it was such an entertaining game and there was such great scores in it. Like there was some, the scores out the field, there were some great long
runs. Unreal.
You know.
And so I don't know if you noticed, Marie, that we'll say in the height of the momentum, Dixborough could have actually taken on with Sarsfield's backs. They were just taking serious scores out
taking
the field
scores.
That, you know, they do say goals win matches, but take your points when they come, and that probably was the difference at the end of the day.
Dixborough probably had a chance or two as well, Harky. They, like, at the very start of the game, a ball came across the square to Amy Clifford, a centre forward. She would, like, straight in on goal, and she just spilled the ball. It was after 30 seconds, you know, so they could have started. They really started in a blaze of glory.
And
again, Sarsfield, as you said, Aoife, it was that kind of purple patch after half time. I kind of felt, oh, here we go now, Sarsfield, you're going to take control. But like, you'd have to hand it to the composure and resilience of Dixborough to come back again, like to hold them up. You know, when a team gets a purple patch, you really need to hold them up. Like, they cut their purple patch. They didn't score for 23 minutes in the second half, Sarsfield's, like, and that's some achievement considering the sharpshooters that Sarsfield's have.
Yeah.
It was like they kind of went out, they were underdogs, they threw off the shackles straight away. They never seemed to falter. And when the score came, they went up the field and got another one. But it was brilliant. But what about the intermediate final then as well?
But even before the intermediate final, I think everything good about Camogie was seen in that game, but it was all basics. It was the hooking, the blocking. It was that hunting in packs.
They were brilliant.
But it was like high balls in the air, and there was just clean catches. Every single skill that you're teaching kids, the fundamentals, was shown out there on Sunday, and it was done at such speed and intention from Dixborough. You knew that they weren't going
well
to
trained.
Well trained.
Yeah, they were though.
And Marie, what do you think about you were there obviously and saw the intermediate game. We didn't get to see it obviously. And again, disappointed, I suppose TV dictated. But
now you could watch it on player.
I know you could, right, but
you know, older people might know how to do it. Hey, look at
We were hardly able to use
the technology.
From watching it, Emery, what did you think of the Clonmorris and the Fianna game?
It was a very low scoring match to start off with, and it was so tight all along. But like Clonmorris, that team, like a lot of those girls actually had played, 13 of the Kerry team that won the intermediate league final back in April. Yeah, were from Clonmorris, like. And the likes of Patrice Diggin, Jackie Horgan in particular, like, she is just such a skill. And again, it comes back to like this community and club. There's only 17. There was only 17 on the panel.
That's right.
The girl on it for the goal had been out injured. She wasn't hardly able to train coming up to the match. I read last year that one of the girls was 6 or 7 months pregnant. She said she had to talk out just to make up numbers so that they
no bothers her.
Oh, we've all done that. But the fear of someone getting injured, not even having a team. But I just thought that they were wonderful.
Yeah.
They did so much for the game. It's such a pity they didn't get their bit. I know it was played on the player. Another thing I was disappointed on, that's just me, was I would have liked to have seen the speeches as well. Do you know what I mean? I know
lifting
of the cup and things like that. And that's maybe something that we could look forward to.
Probably timing, though, on the television. Everything is kind of...
But before we go, while we're on television, are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, and I do. It's nice to keep your kind of foot in the in it and see, you know, when you're still going now, like I'm getting older now and some of the crew which like are moving on. So like there's some new players coming in Galway now and, you know, fine, fabulous players. And it's nice to see that coming too. But like, it's nice to keep in touch with Camogie. I think Camogie has taken on a new height. And I think Galway, that team of 2019-2020, took the game to a new level with their physicality and intensity. And I was delighted to be in Croke Park to witness some of that. Like and the drive, I suppose, for a lot of years when we were playing with Galway, I felt like, you know, when Cork got on top of us, we just faltered. Whereas this, that team that played Cork and played Kilkenny in 2020-21-2019, they had such a comeback. You know, they had such a composure, I suppose. And I suppose in a way I was jealous. The likes of Sarah Healy, I taught Sarah in school in Kilcrease. And like I was jealous of her. She went off there last year travelling. She played for the county for 3 or 4 years. She had 2 All-Irelands in her back pocket. I was like,
I know.
And it's tough on the players of old that have gone and given everything, have done every single training session, have played every single game and nothing to show for it at the end of it. But you know what? They're the players that have made the pathway for these great successes.
Yeah.
And you see, like, you're not, there's only going to be one winner at the end of the day. And we always say this at the courses we do. Like, why do we do it? We know, like, some team knows they're never going to win it. But isn't it mighty to have them involved, and especially young girls coming through? Keep them involved in Camogie and hurling and any sort of GAA games and any games, just to keep them involved. But
my little one, Aileen, was in she's in junior infants last year, and she came home with a curler and page last year, and it was Niamh Kilkenny.
That's lovely.
I text Evie and I was like, it's great that's like, it's so, I think it's so nice to see that. And like all of those, all the girls, Sarsfields, Dixburg, the Galway County girls in particular, Sarah Durbin, amazing captain and promoter of Camogie as well. We're so lucky that our younger girls have such brilliant role models to look up to. And they've seen success as well, because that's important, you know, that they see girls winning and see the success of those going before them.
And before we let you go, what I think is important too is for games like Sunday for young girls that might make it a county, because, you know, it's a cruel world out there, to know that they can represent their club and that their club, it can be possible to get to an All-Ireland and to play in the Holy Grail as well.
For sure.
Look, a time is of the essence. Anne-Marie, with one goal, two goal, three goal, we finally got you on board, and we're so delighted to have you with us. And look at your fantastic role model. You were a fantastic role model on the field. You're now a fantastic role model off the field up there in RTÉ, and you keep the Galway flag
flying.
Because we always know if someone's going to say it, Anne-Marie is going to say it. And
well done, Anne-Marie. We're very proud of you.
Fantastic. Yeah. And we're so delighted that you came on to chat with us. And we might bother. We might get you again before the end of the year.
That's if we got brought back ourselves. We'll let you know.
That's if we're brought back in episode 3.
Thanks, guys.
Happy Christmas to you.
Thanks a million.
We hope Santa comes. Mind yourself, Anne-Marie.
Thanks a million.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's lovely to talk to them. Do you know when you wouldn't see them every day or whatever?
You haven't seen them, or you see them and you just don't get that opportunity.
No, it's a chat away.
Anne-Marie had some great points there, and so too did Ursula, and it's all about the promotion. And as I said, what do you think of the new rules? Before we go.
So we'll tell you what the rules are.
Just to let you know what the rules are.
So the new rules, they're going to be coming into third level education, and basically the new hand pass, that obviously the hand pass is in already, but they have to make direct contact now with the hand. It has to be a striking motion with the hand.
Yeah.
And that, because
okay
there's a lot of
that.
Throwing. Oh, yeah, that'd be different. Yeah. There's a lot of throwing. You can get away with a dinky pass. The other one then is the shoulder.
Well,
bring it in, because like it's happening anyway, and absolutely, some refs are letting you with it, some aren't without. And I'm sure, like, you know,
it's always there. And I think if anything, it's not going to dumb the game down.
No.
Anything, it's going to allow the bit of flow and the bit of physicality.
Yeah.
Listen, Aoife, girls are gone fisher and stronger.
They are, of course.
And
it's
awful important that they're able to not necessarily showcase it, but use it.
No, it's shoulder to shoulder. It's
it is shoulder to shoulder, and obviously you have to be very careful.
The other one.
What's annoying me at the moment is, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, Aoife, the sideline. This sideline, when you explain to people,
Okay, so it's actually not a sideline then.
It's not a sideline.
So basically, I'm playing in the backs, and there's a sideline in my own 45.
Yeah.
I can take it out of my hand now. Sure, like, that doesn't make sense.
The
do you want a tea
skin.
Or do you want a coffee?
Yeah,
which
do
is
you want a tea or coffee or do you want a toffee? It's one or the other.
Or a club orange. Like, it doesn't make no sense. So I wouldn't be in agreement with that, because the sideline coach is the sideline coach. Keep it there. It's a skill. But Camogie's gone so fast now as well that they're not even setting up the sideline. They're just tippy-tapping.
Tippy-tapping.
And the other one.
Puck out. Good.
Definitely agree with this.
Yeah. I agree with the quick puck out. I agree with the, getting the hand pass right. I agree with the shoulder to shoulder.
Not the sideline. No, no.
And I'm unsure of the clean catch.
Okay, so say there's a quick puck out.
Yeah.
You take it and you're up in your forwards and I'm the goalie and I drive it into you and it's in the 45.
Yeah.
The other opposition's 45. You catch it clean. You can mark it or you can take an indirect free.
An indirect free. Again, is it
slowing down again?
No, I'm not too
might
sure.
Might encourage
about that.
a bit of high catching.
Yeah. And the final one then is on concussion. The concussion substitution.
No, you were telling me about this. Obviously, you're allowed three subs or whatever.
Yeah, but you're very familiar with the whole idea of concussion.
Yeah, I've done a micro course there in UCD on concussion, and it's a very serious, and I had a very serious concussion myself in 2018.
That's right, yeah.
Which possibly finished my county. I finished out my county career in 2018. Thanks, Katrina Daly from Woolley for that. I know, I'm only joking. We had a bit of a clash. It wasn't with the hurls or anything. It was, I went in blind.
It's just an accidental.
So it wasn't a hit of a hurl. So everyone thinks, it's a belt to the head. I got no belts to the head. I fell back and hit my head off the ground.
So you got a bit of a rattle.
Yeah, and it was just like a kind of, almost like a car
crash. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm familiar with concussion and it is a serious brain injury. You know, so the thing of the new rule is a concussion sub. So say you're playing with your new club, Ballantyne.
Yeah.
And you have three subs brought on.
Yes.
And you go down with a suspected concussion.
Yeah.
I can come on for you as a concussion sub. So do you know what? Yeah, it for safety, yeah. And listen, nobody knows much about concussion, but like, and a player will never tell you. Sure, I played on after that match.
You did, but you knew no different.
No.
And I suppose if the ref suspects it, obviously they go off.
No, but we try and be tough as well. It's like, you never want to go off in a match.
You don't want to go off in a match. But to me, I can see a bit of gamesmanship coming in there. Now, I don't mean it in a negative way.
You could, that you could pretend, oh God, I feel dizzy.
Can take advantage of it.
But definitely... Anyone, the ref can call it, the other, the manager can call it, and a teammate can call it. So if in doubt, sit it out. That's
in doubt,
you know?
Sit it out as well. So, like, just back on the rules again, I hope that these rules, they've been tried out for to the university or the intervarsity. So let's hope that we see how they go. But definitely, we would be all for the hand pass, the quick puck out, and the shoulder to shoulder to bring on the flow of the game. And I suppose bring it to make it more easy as a
fluid,
spectator sport, fluid.
But it might not be passed now. So it's going to go into the inter-county league.
It's Congress then, yeah.
And if it goes in, if it's passed. Yeah. But I suppose before we go, Herky, we might just talk about the club finals that were last week and the promotion of the game again. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And you have to. Big shout out to kind of Tribune, Tune Hurls, Galway FM again, like Tommy Devan, Sarah Durbin, Melda Hobbins, just doing great coverage.
Absolutely,
you know,
and Sarah again this week, you know, bringing us all up to date with our college's finals. We got the last college
Sarah Gavin
over here. Sarah Gavin, my apologies, and I think some of the photographers as well getting those seriously snapping. You know, once in a lifetime. Moment shots.
Oh, yeah, so Michael O'Hara there.
Yeah, and Tony and
Joe Shackleton, Joe Shields, all the Joes.
Shout out to all that are doing their best to promote the game that we're so passionate about.
Yeah, and
about.
The schools today, we met at the schools final today, and you'd have to thank the two principals, Colin Moore and Brian Crossan, for letting busloads out today in the depths of winter.
Yeah.
And it was a great. The score obviously didn't go Garth's way, but you'd have to hand it to praise the they showed
just
the
stronger and better team on the day.
So hats off to them, and I'm sure Garth's new school they'll be back again. But to thank definitely the teachers and anyone that's promoting the game of Camogie. But I'd say, would that be it for this week?
Yeah, and I think we'd just like to wish you all a very happy
Christmas.
And I promise that I shout out to all the staff and pupils of St. Rayfield's, in particular my Quarry 3 history class, too many names to mention, but I know that they've all subscribed. So the more subscribed, the more coverage we get, and the more coverage you get, the better the game can be seen as being one of the most wonderful and fastest sports in the world. I thank my friend.
My friend, Eva, yeah.
And I wish you all a very happy Christmas and all the best.
Healthy New Year.
A healthy New Year. And we will talk again soon. But don't forget to subscribe.
Subscribe to the Maroon and White Pod. And if you want to listen to more of our
chats,
yeah, and see who we might get on.
Exactly, and a big thanks to Anne Marie and Ursula for joining us from their busy schedules. And again, my name is Nice. It's goodbye for me,
and goodbye for me.
All right, take care. God bless.
Bye
bye. Bye bye.
End meeting for all. Oh.
Maybe we need to.
Do you know when you're talking and we don't know if we're repeating ourselves or whether we. Oh, jeez. We've done four times, like.
Oh.
Haven't
Are
we?
You sure you're going to stop recording to cloud? Yes.
If yes, you'll receive me when the cloud recording is ready. Oh, yeah, cancel. Oh, yes.